I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The Walt Disney Company reports that its quarterly earnings jumped more than 70% in the first quarter of this year, right at the time when CEO Michael Eisner was fighting for his job because shareholders were so unhappy with his performance. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, where did this sudden burst of profits come from?
Well, Madeline, Disney literally rode the roller coaster to these numbers. The company's theme parks are the major reason for this turnaround in quarterly earnings. That unit generated some $188 million in operating income. That's up 21% from this time last year. The company's cable networks also helped, ESPN and the Disney Channel, and that helped offset some huge problems at ABC. It's now predicting a 50% jump in earnings for the year, and all this, as you mentioned, coming just a couple of months after a huge percentage of shareholders withheld their votes from Michael Eisner to stay on as CEO. So we're going to have to wait and see if any of the pressure recedes because of these new numbers.
Well, is that what people are saying, that he may be back in the shareholders' good graces?
We haven't heard from any of the non-critics. We've heard from the critics so far. And former board members Roy Disney and Stanley Gold issued a statement calling again for Eisner's ouster. They say that there's no way the company can sustain the kind of growth that it claims is coming through the rest of the year.
The latest Disney controversy was over the distribution of Michael Moore's film Fahrenheit 9/11, produced by Miramax, a Disney subsidiary, and Disney refused to distribute the film because it has such political overtones. There's word today, though, of a compromise.
Yeah, Disney is reportedly near a deal that would basically sell distribution rights back to Miramax for some $6 million and let them find a way to get the film into theaters without Disney's help. And the movie is scheduled to debut Monday at the Cannes Film Festival.
I understand Miramax was itching to leave Disney. Does that mean that their relationship can be mended?
Well, the heads of Miramax, Bob and Harvey Weinstein, are already in a pretty tense relationship with Disney and Eisner. Their contract expires next year. There's been a lot of talk of breaking off that relationship. Disney bought Miramax 11 years ago. The industry trade magazine Variety reported this week that a group of private investors, including, by the way, Comcast's CEO — you'll remember that Comcast made a bid to buy Disney earlier this year — but this group of investors is reportedly ready to start a new company for the Weinstein brothers if they can't reach a deal or buy their studio back from Disney.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you, Tess.
Ciao, Madeline.